We're like gold diggers, tunneling through the mishaps and the handicaps.
I don't know what to cook for them. I don't know what to give them to eat. That is the issue at hand as I speak right now.
In the name of the good, we hope to earn the truth and be worth our weight in salt.
Every night, every lad and girl, we hear 1 million boys, 2 million boys, 3 million boys. Come on, people. People wouldn't have no money. You're supposed to find it where people can follow you. Everybody can follow you. Go to the rich and look for.
The Sunny Side with Joyce.
The Sunny Side with Joyce.
Weekdays, 12 to 3 p.m. on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
This is The Sunny Side. My name is Joyce. Right here on the show, you'll enjoy the unvanished truth from a people of a rising continent. On Mondays, radioactive. Tuesdays, open thought. Wednesdays, worthy of note. On Thursdays, the lords of logic. And on Fridays, oh, what a week.
Wow.
I invite you to the world on The Sunny Side. Right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Weekday from 12 to 3 p.m.
My name is Joyce. Hello and good afternoon to you. My name is Joyce. We are 99.3 Nigeria Info. I like to say that it's the sunny side and the sun rises here. And we have an August visitor in January. Apparently he's the drizzles. With the rain is around. I don't know what the rain is doing, but maybe it's of good and of beauty and of wetlands. And maybe it's a promise of something good to come. And I really hope that it gets better with you. Yeah, as the days go by. How are you? All right. Friday. Oh, what a week. So we're looking through, you know, the events of the week. And I have a few injections to what happened during the course of the week. I believe this will excite you. It would interest you. And maybe it wouldn't be wishful thinking if I say that you would find it to be both riveting and compelling. It would cause you to want to think about something. Let me show you something you should look out for. Hold on, Lagos. That one down there. All right, Lagos, welcome, and I'm happy to be here again to host the movement for the next 3 hours. My name is Joyce Onyemowa on the sunny side. So first things first, I got home after the show yesterday, and then, you know, my friend called me and practically tried to play Joyce on radio, and then he was asking me, who are you? Like, and I was just tired from the day's work. And then, you know, he shared with me a few of the commentaries that pretty much made their way to radio yesterday on radio, and I couldn't stop thinking about two actually, but let me speak about one particular one. A gentleman called yesterday and he said that he is complex. You remember the man who said he's dynamic? Then, you know, later he said, oh, he's complex. I've heard that many times in my growing up. Of course, I'm still growing. I've heard that many times in my growing up. And I want to see whether I can stretch that a little bit. So there's something wrong with that when you say I'm complex. There are no complexities. What there is no understanding. When there is no understanding, then it becomes complex. But I've heard quite a number of people say something like, oh, you know, I'm a very complex person. And what it sounds to me is like you have no understanding of who you are. You have not necessarily applied an actual definition, a name tagging to who you are, your characteristics, your essence and purpose. You have no comprehension of it. So it would just mean that you are happening as it goes. And maybe there is also something that you haven't taken into consideration, which is a fair share amount of human accountability, not accountability of showing up to work, break, but accountability of your action and reaction and understanding of what that means. So I'm off on a break. When I come back, I want to throw something in your hearing. And when I open the telephone lines for Lords of Logic, you would have an opportunity to talk about that. On the sunny side, my name is Joyce. We'll be right back.
99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one station for talk. Let's talk. Oh, what a week. This is The Sunny Side with Joy.
Yeah, my friend. Oh, what a week. 27 minutes past 12 on the sunny side. So let's address that. I'm complex. When a person says, you know, I'm very complicated. I remember a few years ago, I met a young man who bragged to me about being complex. It was his arrogance, he couldn't even hide it. But here was something. I thought he wanted me to have a sense of him being something of the immaterial. He wanted to have an element of surprise. He thought I was the average girl, the stupid sort, the one who has a head but doesn't use the brain in the head. So he bragged about, you know, being complex and how I needed to study him to understand it. And I asked him, I'm like, so what do you mean you're complex and why are you complex? Because you're not supposed to be complicated. And then he said, you know, that's just who I am. You just need to spend time. So he wanted me to spend time figuring him out. And I couldn't believe not just the ignorance, but the arrogance of it. I don't think there is a problem with, personally, there is no problem if you're asked the question, who are you? And you don't know. But you know that you haven't quite figured it out and you need some time to figure it out. Now, that's somebody who knows that he's supposed to have something but doesn't have it. So you're not even a problem. At least you're expecting something to happen. It just hasn't happened. So you're in a process of seeking to find. But the person who's bragging about, you know, I'm very complex. You know, there's an element of mystery, a kind of God separation from you, mere mortal. So you have to commit yourself to prayer and searching of what I am. In my head, I'm thinking, so this is it. The only problem you would have with me is because I'm using my head. When somebody says that to you, now that's daft. Daft because it is the brash display of ignorance. It's so here's what the deeper problem is, that there is no hope of the coming of light. It's one thing to know, oh, I'm seeking knowledge. I don't have it all together just yet, but I'm on it. Oh, that's not a problem. Some people don't even get there until they're 50. It doesn't hit them until sometimes they're 55. Some people are 70 and they don't even know who they are. They just, so what are we doing today? We're jumping jack. Yo, jumping jack it's going to be. Like you just go with the wind. And then it's not that it's arrogant. It's not that it's ignorant. It's just not knowing that there's a void and that void is something that you have to feel. And because you think there's a mystery to you and you're complicated, you're not searching for anything. So there's no possibility of the incoming of knowledge. And then in my head, I'm thinking that person is going to be somebody's dad tomorrow. That person is going to be somebody's husband tomorrow. And then you're in a patriarchal society, at least for the longest period. It's changing a little bit now, where society says the woman has to submit. And practically, you have a national anthem regarding the submission of women. So imagine if the woman had a little bit of imagination and curiosity. And she felt, no, we shouldn't do it like that. We should do it like this. And that kind of person is the kind of person who would say, you know, I'm the man. And so you have a society where if she really wants to preserve the marriage, she has to stay quiet. And then these people give birth to children. And then they raise kids. I mean, imagine being a child whose father doesn't know who he is, but he just thinks if I can send you to school and feed you, well, the rest is on God. Or maybe society. And God bless society. You're doing a good work of, you know, confusing every moral standard there has been. So I want to play you this excerpt from the movie Transformers. And this is not truth as much as this can be somebody's truth. So I want you to hear Optimus Prime, the movie Transformers, on the sunny side.
We forsake this planet and and its people. There are mysteries to the universe we were never meant to solve. But who we are and why we are here are not among them. Those answers we carry inside. I am Optimus Prime, and this message is to my creators. Leave planet Earth alone, because I'm coming for you.
So you're going to stop it, you're going to take it back, we're going to replay that. The movie Transformers Age of Extinction, released 2014. I'm going to quote that for you. And it's not, I don't want you to take it as truth. I want you to consider it as the possibility of an element of truth, that there can be some truth to it. There are mysteries in the universe we were never meant to solve. But who we are is not one of them. Hold on, I'm just going to quote that verbatim. Yahoo search is just something. Hold on a second, let me just wait. So basically, I think I'm saying that you're not complicated. You're not complicated. You just don't know. Somebody built, say, the Mercedes or the BMW. The guy who built it, to him, that car isn't complicated. If there's an error, there's an error. Then they fix the error. There's an expectation of the performance level of, say, the Mercedes or the Benz or the Nissan, Toyota. The guys who are going to Mars are not even finding that trip complicated. But it's going to Mars. Or say the guys who build the rocket science, or physicists, or the guys who are practically taking from the world of magic and infusing art into science. And then they tell you something like, there's the hologram where you can impose the image of a person and the human eyes can see it right next to you, but you can't touch it because it has the frame of it has the image of a ghost, and that's science. That's not complicated. Something put the stars in the sky. That's not complicated. To him who put it in the sky, nothing is complicated. There's just no understanding of it. What? What's the favorite? What's a popular Yoruba food? Amalani Wadu. What?
Pounded yam.
Pounded yam, and that's not complicated because I know that. You know. So I mean, the making of a phone can be complicated if you don't know how the phone works. But to the guy who made the phone is not complicated. So what it is a lack of knowing. I feel like there's not much occupying my head. There are many people out there. If I worked with Elon Musk, I can send dinner to Jupiter in 5 years. Now it sounds complicated. By the time I start committing myself to that process of, you know, not just sending humans to Mars, but sending food unaccompanied to Jupiter, like this, the possibilities are endless. What Optimus Prime said, I don't want you to think it truth, but I want you to consider it as something that can be true. And it's only truth the moment it becomes your own personal conviction. If I say something on radio, you don't have to agree with it. In fact, I'm not surprised if you don't agree with it, because I don't expect you to agree with it. The only conviction you can have is if there's something inside of you that kind of understands what I'm saying, and maybe based on your own convictions, you agree with what I'm saying. If I don't expect you to agree with my truth, it's mine. I'm going to play that again. You should hear it. Then I'll read out the words for you verbatim.
That we forsake this planet and its people. There are mysteries to the universe we were never meant to solve. But who we are and why we are here are not among them. Those answers we carry inside. I am Optimus Prime, and this message is to my creators. Leave planet Earth alone, because I'm coming for you.
Optimus Prime. So first of all, I love that character. but you know, I saw one of your mentors on Twitter, and he was speaking about mentees. That's the guy who bragged to me about being complicated. You know, and he calls himself a mentor, and he tells you stories about his mentees. So I know him from a different perspective. So I feel pity for the mentees. I'm like, how do you follow a man who's blind? I mean, it's one thing that you're blind, but your mentee is a complicated guy. At least he's persuaded by that. So you thicken your darkness. You're following somebody who's pretty much just mini, 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 more. What was that? Mini, 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 more? What'd you say? No, I think there's another one. Oh, come on now. There's this. Money. That's it, isn't it? Mini, mini, mini. He just does that. So, mentees, you know, that. And you thicken your darkness. The man you follow doesn't know where he's going, but let him know, look and see if he doesn't have activity going on in his life. I think it's just a show. So, you don't have to agree. You think about it. And remember, you always have the privilege to disagree. But then, please think about it. You must think about it. Thought has to be involved. And then it merges with your emotions and your logic. And then you can draw out a sentiment that's more like truth, or at least the leaning towards truth. So I needed to see whether I can give another perspective to the idea that you're complicated. No, son, you're not. You just don't know who you are. Now, oh, what a week. Oh, by the way, I promised I was going to, repeat that in your hearing. According to Optimus Prime, there are mysteries to the universe we were never meant to solve. But who we are and why we are here are not amongst them. Those answers we carry inside. You haven't gone inside. That's why you don't know. And no, this doesn't have to be your truth just yet. It may never be your truth. This is truth to some people who pretty much have told themselves this ever before Optimus Prime said that. Some people will discover their truth today. Some did yesterday. Some will tomorrow. But until you are able to search... I mean, somebody else also said that we wouldn't know who we are until we die. I mean, just help us with some imagination here. So what? You're breathing air. Matter. You occupy space. Matter is anything that has weight and occupies space. So between head and reason and conscience and will, you don't have anything to do here. I mean, that's just something off the racks, but I believe there's something every man can do. Something every woman can do. But maybe you're not seeking that out. So you settle for ambition. Something outside the point. Well, I mean, it's a point nonetheless. On the sunny side, 49 minutes past 39, 39 minutes past 12. Off on a break. We'll be right back. We're recapping the week from Monday. We're looking to find out something about something you didn't say on Monday. 6 months in jail. For violators of the COVID protocol. Well, maybe not necessarily the protocol. Violators of the COVID rule, or at least expectations of you. Wearing masks, if you don't wear a mask in public, chances are you're going to prison 6 months. We did that Monday. We spoke about that Monday. And then we also touched on at what age should phones be given to children. And that conversation went really well. So you'll have the opportunity to contribute on those. And then we pick it up from there in Oh What a Week on Nigeria Info. Nigeria Info on the sunny side. Welcome if you have just tuned in. If you have just tuned in, it's 41 minutes past 12. And Monday we told you that the president pretty much is interested. I think it's a little bit more than an interest now. Because it's a pandemic, I think it might really bother in his conscience just hearing every time figures of people dying on a high. I mean, it would affect anybody, particularly when it doesn't appear that there is what can be an end in sight. Yes, there's a vaccine, and we're hoping that the vaccine would at least put some end to all of this uncertainty. But then scientists now are telling us, yeah, you take the vaccine, give or take, it should give you at least a 1 year protection. It should give you cover for at least a year. Then hopefully the virus doesn't mutate. the vaccine would remain the same. But given the mutation of the virus, if you remember when we had Christian Happy on the show on Nigeria Info, he did say if the virus mutates, well, it might actually require that another vaccine of a higher potency, or at least of the nature of the new mutation, you know, be given to people. And somewhere in my head, I'm like, this is not stopping tomorrow because the virus keeps mutating. But then the Lagos State government believes that one measure that can, at least they believe can help mitigate the further spread, would be the requirement that everyone wears a face mask or face 6 months in jail. And I wanted to know what you thought about it. The virus is a subject that was important yesterday, is a subject important today, and except it ends today, it would be a conversation again tomorrow. 0700-993-993-993 on the sunny side. 6 months in jail. Counterproductive or productive? Hello?
Hello, good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. If you turn off your radio, okay. Please.
It's okay, right? You have Ibuka on the line. Good afternoon. Happy weekend.
Well, yeah, it's a beautiful Friday.
Okay. So, when you started, you played a video, Autopost, right?
Hold on a second. We're going through from here to Lords of Logic, so let's start from here.
Okay, maybe I'll come back when you get there.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. I think I bait you very well. The sunny side, good afternoon to you.
It's Komrejikechukwu from Atafam, a.k.a. Kobuko Man.
Well, thank you for all of that.
Now, concerning the phone, my 5-year-old daughter is already using 20,000 naira phone because her mom is running 6 POS and I'm working, so she will be using that phone to communicate us. That's number one. Number two, a government that wants to send people that are breaking COVID-19 law to jail. What of those people that did not lock airport and the seaport when we are shouting? And the people that are eating our palliatives, how many months are they going to jail them? Hello?
Look.
So I'm asking you because, you know, after I say for us, which is true, you ask me whether I have facts. Those people that did not shut airport that time, how many months are they going to go?
You know the truth? This one you asked
I'm telling you.
Is a fact. I have no answer to it.
Okay. Yeah, but I have to relate to you now what is happening.
No, I totally appreciate it.
Thank you. So if they are jailing people, I know that there is COVID-19, but if they are jailing them, let them jail those people last year. That's my own contribution. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I mean, what can you do with such a truth? The sunny side. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Val. Before I start, let me just use a minute or two to say happy birthday to Olumiwa. I wish you God's blessings.
Is it his birthday today? Oh,
yes, today is his birthday. And I pray that he becomes, or he will be fruitful in all he does. And God bless him in Jesus' name. Give him strength.
May he succeed as Nigeria's next president.
Yes, definitely he will succeed then. Secondly, for you, Joyce Oyemowa, as you step into a new day tomorrow, I pray that your tomorrow has already come.
My breakfast be hot.
Your tomorrow has come already. You will be fruitful. You'll continue to flourish like a palm tree.
This ministry.
You continue to receive illumination in all you do, and you are blessed. You'll be a blessing to this generation and even the next to come. So God bless you for all you do.
Thank you.
Finally, all I want to say is for the fact that there are suggestions that the virus mutates, and it's a fact that it mutates, okay? That means it is not really a guarantee that the vaccines that we are going to take today will even sustain us for a very long time to come. So there is a possibility that there might even be side effects to some extent, because our changing body system, the way we react, the weather and all that might be contributing factors to it. I would have suggested that the government in itself should embark on serious research now for them to find a cure from within. Because I believe strongly that we have the answer within. But we have not really checked, we have not really examined, we have not really investigated. So we end up depending on what is coming from the outside. What is coming from the outside can never be a guarantee for our sustenance. So I encourage them. Whatever they do, they should go ahead to carry out further research and investigation. The money that they are pumping into the health sector is rather small. They should pump some more and encourage people to go into further research. We have the answer here. That's what I believe strongly. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. Thanks to our callers who are just about to get through. Please, I'd love for us to stay on the topic so we can afford other people the opportunity to speak on the show today. All right. Don't bother about me. And God bless you. I know your intentions are good. But just so that we can allow other people time, let's just go straight ahead to the topics. All right. Thank you. Oh, what a week. Good afternoon. It's Nigeria Info. Turn off your radio. Your radio. Okay. I'm sorry. When you're calling, please turn off the volume of your radio set. Hello, the sunny side. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Now.
Hello, Joyce.
Yeah, welcome.
Welcome. Joyce. Is that a gun? Without facing racism. Sometimes I just wonder whether the Nigeria government are normal. You want to catch 30, you give 30,000 naira for minimum wage. I'm putting himself for 6 months because he doesn't wear face masks. Have you asked whether he has chopped? See, yeah. I believe in this life that protection of this virus is different. Protect yourself. If you don't want to wear face mask, see, if I die today, it's not your problem. If you die today, it's not my problem. Everybody has his own cross to carry.
I want to ask you a question.
I'm hearing you, Joyce.
Are you the guy who called yesterday who said you wanted to make people suffer?
Joyce, I am.
Are you the guy?
Joyce, why are you asking me this question?
You're the guy. That's... Okay, so I want to say something to you. I have a note for you. Can I go ahead?
Go ahead, I'm hearing you, Joyce.
Don't play with evil. The way you wouldn't play with fire, don't play with evil. It's not a joke. Nothing is a joke. Particularly because you don't understand it. And even if you did try to understand it, you would not have enough human comprehension to grapple with the concept of evil. Don't play with evil. I'm not telling you not to do evil. I'm saying when you're ready for it, you go inside of it with all of your chest. I don't know whether you believe in hell, but if you believe in evil, then you certainly believe in hell. So that I want you to burn in hell when you eventually do that thing you want to do to somebody else. And I want the demons to mock you when you're burning. I want them to remind you that you called Nigeria Info and somebody told you to not do evil. And you didn't necessarily care because you were more concerned on inflicting evil on other people. That's the note I have for you. And I was waiting for the opportunity to tell you. One, don't play with evil. When you're ready to go into it with all of your chest. The consequences is hell. And it would never stop. And I want you to know that while you burn, I told you not to play with evil. But then it's all your choice to still go ahead and do evil. I mean, I would love for you to choose that. But I also want you to remember that I told you to not play with the dark.
Should I tell you something?
You have nothing to say. I think you take even the attention I give to you for granted. Hello?
Hello?
Welcome. Turn off your radio.
Hello?
Turn off your radio. You'll turn off your radio. Kind of helps the conversation. Hello?
Hello, Joyce.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria.
Thank you very much. It's a pity that young man.
Don't bother about him, please. No. Don't bother about him. No, don't bother about him.
Okay, for me, you said something. How can you follow a blind man? Where will he lead you to?
We're coming on Lords of Logic. We're going to talk about that. Let's talk about 6 months in jail, that possibility, and the fact that...
when we talk about this face mask of 18, you know I said to you, Joyce, why will I wait until government say, look, Chris, if you don't put on this thing, you will go to jail for 6 months.
Uh-huh.
I mean, going around Lagos, even yesterday, a lot of people are not putting on this thing. Young men, young women, I've been wondering, saying to myself, these guys, are they not in this country? And I don't blame some of them. How many of them listen to, let me say, Nigeria Info? No, I don't know about other, whatever they are doing. How many of them listen? So the government, like I said, use carrot approach. Not this stick. It will not do you any good. Use carrot. Watch those who are putting on masks. Get some compensation. What do you call it to them? Then, why are they doing this? So because you will see people. How many people you want to throw into jail? Go to the market. Hello, Joyce.
Yeah, we're with you.
How many people you want to throw into jail? So this their 666 approach will not help matters. Please, they should try and apply carrot.
What did you call it? 666 approach?
Carrot. They should not be using stick all the time.
Oh, stick. Okay, get it.
Yeah, so they should apply carrot in some of their dealings with the masses. Please, things are hard. Like that young man who talk about 30,000 naira, Kiniko, how much are they making? How much is the face mask? But to save for your own life,
Yeah.
Hello, Joyce.
Yeah.
It's for your own life, Like I always tell people, forget about this trust issue we have with these guys. But for this one, my people say, well, I'm going to chase it up on angle. Picking way gets sense. They know they tell and come up for son. So we should forget about this trust issue we have with this government. For this very corona of a thing, let's listen to them, please.
All right. Okay, so you're supporting the government and the idea of the government putting people in prison for 6 months because they violate COVID-19 orders. Hello, the sunny side. Good afternoon. Turn off your radio. Thank you. Good afternoon.
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
You have some chef on the line.
Yeah, welcome.
Please, I want to use the opportunity to beg people that are not wearing this thing.
Yeah.
They are jeopardizing the health of others that are wearing it. And so they should wear it.
Okay.
Somebody once told me, said, every time you are putting on mask, every time you are putting on mask, do you think the mask is protecting you?
Yeah, what did you say?
I asked him, what do you mean? He said, you actually protecting me that is not wearing it. When you speak, when you breathe, the mask hold it with you. You are protecting me. But if I talk, it will come to you.
Oh, wow.
So look,
that's his
look at that. And
okay.
What he said, I didn't argue with him. I said, yes, you are right.
Yeah.
And that is why you need to wear your own to protect me.
So
people should wear it.
Yeah.
That's one reason, to protect each other. Then another reason, when you discuss this, is it yesterday? They were saying the government themselves, they are not wearing it. They were giving excuses that they sent us to go and register for NIM. Now, that is another reason for you to wear it. People you see, they are not wearing it. And nobody is holding them accountable. And they can never be held accountable.
Okay.
Is another reason for you to wear it. Because whatever they do to you, nobody wears.
Yeah.
If they decide to put you in prison for 6 months, 1 year, nobody will question them. Nobody will ask about you and them. So it's better you wear it. Since you know they are not accountable to anybody. And nobody restrains them for whatever they choose to do. That's another reason for you to wear it when they tell you to wear it.
But your government is accountable to the people.
Well, I pray that they are accountable.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. After a break, we'll be right back. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info.
It's okay.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info, your mic is always on. Let's talk. Oh, what a week. This is The Sunny Side with Joyce.
Nigeria Info. Welcome to the sunny side. I thought I probably was when I heard that buses, the yellow buses, were going to be phased out. And then I thought, okay, but what comes in next? So that was what pretty much impeded my excitement. It kind of hindered the excitement. And then now I hear we're just changing colors. We're changing from yellow to blue. We're not improving method, or at least trying out a new technology of transportation. We're just changing colors. So it's the same fire. You just turn the yam, you know, like you're roasting plantains. So like one side is cooked, you just turn the other side. But maybe it would make the city look beautiful. I mean, it's not all sad news. It might give the city some color because, you know, in some European countries, they do wall art. So you go, or they paint the buildings in a certain kind of color. So you go there and it's not too much space to actually express beauty, but the colors kind of give you an element of beauty. So I mean, we could have that. I mean, hustling people, do they pay attention to beauty? We need to introduce that into culture. Sense of beauty. We need to put that in curriculum. I think that way you would see the sense behind the color change. 4 minutes past 1 p.m. on the sunny side. My name is Joyce. If you have just tuned in, well, this is Radio 99.3 Nigeria Info's The Sunny Side. Okay, so before that, before the headlines, we were speaking on the fact that COVID-19 rules must be adhered to. You need to, at least it's anybody's guess why the government put that in place to begin with. The presidency, or the president signed the COVID-19 Health Protection Regulations 2021 in Abuja last Wednesday. Pretty much it was to provide consequence to defaulters. Yeah, it was, you know, a basis to say, well, if you default, if you fail to do what needs to be done in order to help Nigeria win this war against the virus, well, there is a consequence for that. The new law states that any offense under the regulation is punishable by a fine or a term of 6 months imprisonment or both. So that's something we're considering. We wanted to get the Nigerian reaction to that. And also something worth considering as well in this very moment is a quick introduction to what we spoke about on Monday as well, which is at what age do you think it's safe to give phones to kids? Now, when you Google that, for example, you kind of have a state idea of how they want to regulate phones and children. Some people say between 8, some say 12. Some countries have banned the use of mobile phones during school hours. France, China. In some schools in the US, yeah. Some schools in the UK, yeah. Some schools in Australia. In fact, most schools in Australia, yeah. Then there is Israel, yeah. Okay, and then I think others are coming to terms with whether they should or should not. Or maybe it's not, they haven't quite, you know, perfectly, or they haven't perfected that rule, so they don't count themselves ready enough to implement it in full force. So that is something we're considering. Based on your observation, what do you think social media is doing to you and then to your children? But Monday we considered the child. I think today we want to put you in the picture as well. I would at some point allow, I would let you, I'll let a few of you speak right now. Then after speaking to a few of you, I'm going to play you a TED Talk on someone's opinion as to how technology changes our sense of right and wrong. That's not necessarily supposed to sway you in any direction. It's just making, it's giving you another perspective to the said argument. So 0700-993-993-993 on the sunny side. Welcome to radio.
Good morning, Justin.
Sorry, turn off your radio. Thank you. Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Anthony. Can I speak on the coronavirus?
Absolutely.
Yes. I don't have problem with people arrest about arresting people for violation of corona, this thing. But what I have problem is the person that is going to arrest me doesn't have PPE. The person, except he wants to arrest me while maintaining social distancing. If you see, if you check on internet, you see how they arrest people in China. They will fumigate you. They will fumigate everything around you while wearing their PPE. I don't know if you understand.
So in China, they really make you look like you're carrying a virus, huh?
You understand. They don't. They believe you. They assume that you're carrying it.
Exactly.
You
yeah.
They now arrest you. But this one, you see one sweaty and this thing. But let me not use the derogatory word.
Yeah.
Come and grab you, and he's arresting you.
And he hasn't sanitized
you. So he's taking my coronavirus to himself. I don't know if you understand where I'm going.
That picture is nearly perfect. Like, that is another angle we haven't considered. So are you saying that if they're really going to achieve this concept of arresting people for violating the rules, they should sanitize them, they spray them with disinfectant?
Yes. Even the people arresting us must have PPEs so that they protect themselves. In fact, you see, sometimes I think that these guys are just deceiving themselves.
Yeah.
Someone just wake up from the wrong side of the bed and say, what am I going to do today? Okay, let me just put this policy. Without thinking. You understand?
Yeah.
Imagine
you're thinking so hard.
Now, you see many police officers and many of these things dying.
Wow. I mean, that was evidence of thought. So he's suggesting spray them bleach. I wouldn't like if you sprayed me bleach. But then again, I mean, that kind of sets the tone for a perfect scenario during a pandemic. But thank you very much. The sunny side. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Oh, what a week. This is The Sunny Side with Joyce.
0700-993-993-993. Hello, this is 99.3 Nigeria Info. What's your name?
My name is Hillary. Good afternoon.
Welcome. Good afternoon to you, Hillary. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, Andres, good afternoon so much. This is my first time of calling.
Oh.
Yesterday on the program, I tried calling you, but you didn't pick my call.
Okay.
There's something I wanted to bring to your notice concerning my son, who turned a month today. Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
On the 5th of January, 2021, my wife gave birth at Ogudu Health Primary Center. And the same nurse asked us to bring him back there for circumcision, of which we did. So after taking my son down there, the woman circumcised him. So we find out that the child couldn't urinate, he couldn't defecate and all that. So we took him back to the Health Primary Center. When the doctor on ground saw him, he referred us to Bagada General Hospital. So when we got to Bagada General Hospital, the doctor there told us there is no bed space. They now sent us to Lasuth, where my child is currently lying now. Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
So where my child is currently lying now, and since then, I've spent almost 200,000 naira because of this issue. My child's stomach is swelling up and all that. And the woman that did this thing, I told her of what's on ground. She couldn't call, she couldn't come to visit my son. Today made it a month. My son came to this world pain and all that. So I just decided to call Nigeria Info to inform them what is on ground, what is happening, because I intend suing the woman for the damages she has caused my son. As I spoke with you now, my son couldn't urinate. They did an operation that very day we came.
Mm.
They carried out operation on him on that very day we came here. Since then, the woman, she couldn't call. She couldn't come to visit my son.
You must do what you can to protect your family. That's your responsibility. So if suing her is one of it, you do exactly that.
Yes, I know. I know, but why I'm calling Nigerian Info now is just to inform them of what is on ground, because I see no reason why someone will cause damage just to a little child, and she felt uncared. She didn't even bother to call or do any other thing. Not even come down to see the little boy.
How is he doing? Is he getting better? Do you think he's getting better? Did the doctor say that?
Yes, he's getting better by the special grace of God. He's getting better.
Yeah.
He's getting better.
You got to do what you got to do.
Okay.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate it.
Thank you. Once you give her legal papers now, she'll come and pay you a visit. I think some people just need to build it. They need to be inspired. 12 minutes past 1 p.m. The Sunny Side. Hello, good afternoon to you. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon, Joyce.
Good afternoon. Welcome. How are you?
I'm okay, Joyce. My name is Bassi.
Welcome, Bassi.
Yeah, I want to talk about the 6-month jail term.
Are you bracing up for it?
That's not really my problem, because there's no space in the prisons in Nigeria yet for all the number of people that will get in there.
Okay.
Yeah. But my issue is that, Joyce, I know that the corona thing is real, really real.
Okay.
Because people closer to me have died.
Oh.
But I was just wondering, people I know very well have died. Because of the complication based on coronavirus, so I know it's real. But the way our government and even the whole wide world is going about it, I was even of the opinion that if governments, not just Nigeria alone, all over the world, have tackled poverty the way they are tackling coronavirus, by now the world will be in a better place.
This one you just dropped here now. What are we supposed to do with that?
Because, Joyce, think about it. There are some monies. About 15 years ago, I went to a bank, all right, to open an account. Later on, they told me that there was something wrong with my referees. Okay, I got angry. I left the money in the bank. For over 15 years, that money has been in that bank. And I know that there are thousands of monies like that in the account, okay?
Yeah.
And even apart from that, you know, there are so many rich people in this country that I know a lot of guys, young guys, little boys that in a week they earn over 40 million naira, legitimate business. Legitimate business. No fraud, no 419, no cyber. They're doing business, buying and selling. They make over 40 million every week, all right?
Yeah.
Now, we have so much money, but it's fine that if we have hated poverty the way we have seen poverty, your brother, if your brother that is close to you is poor, is not knowledge, we didn't go to school, that if the government has earnest everybody's resources to make this, you know, to make the populace rich or educated, I believe this world would have been a far better place, because there's so much, you know, when you talk about conspiracy theory about this coronavirus, there's so much conspiracy theory about it that you look at it that, like the young man that just called you before, the other last caller,
yeah,
that this guy is coming to arrest you. Instead of them to, you know...
Do they have detergents with them?
Instead of them to keep a distance, they're not even with their face mask, but they want to bundle you, they want to grab you, not even caring if you have the virus with you. So it leads us to think that these guys are not really serious about this thing. So I believe that if the government of the world, the Bill Gates of this world, has cared about the poverty ratio in Africa and Asia, and they put much strength and publicity about, please help your brother. If you see somebody point your community, arrest him. Tell him, if somebody has worked in the ministry for 20 years, 30 years as a police officer, he doesn't have a house of his own, arrest him, bring him, let us empower and give him money.
Yeah.
The way they are good, I think I was just thinking about it, that the way we pursue negative things, though the virus is real, but the day we go about other things, if he drives somewhere, grab him. If he does this, take him in. If it just
look,
those punitive measures.
That thought is so good. I can't stop smiling.
All right, thank you, Joyce. Just to drop that in.
That was a whole drop. You know, 2015, I was speaking to a scientist, and these were the guys who are actually part of the team going to Mars, and then he gave me the figure of how much it would cost them to go to Mars. And I remember that before I traveled, I was reading about the cost of world poverty, like how much it would cost the world to end world poverty. So I was like, oh, okay. But I didn't have any anything, you know, just my random reading. All right, okay. So world poverty would take maybe like, say, three, let's say for example, it would take 1,000, it would take 100,000 naira to end world poverty. So I'm like, oh, okay. God will do it for us. Yeah? Okay. Then I travel. I'm in Vancouver and I'm speaking to a scientist, and he's part of the team going to Mars. And he tells me that the budget for Mars is like, say, 500. No, let me just say like 300,000 naira. No, 100,000? No, like 500,000 or 700,000 naira to go to Mars. Then I remembered that before I traveled, I saw that to end world poverty is like 100 keys. How come you guys are spending this much to go to Mars? So when that guy just called and dropped it, I'm like, hey, you guys are thinking now. I mean, I just sit back here and let you do all the talking. The sunny side. Welcome, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Hey, how are you?
Hello, Joyce.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Welcome, what's your name?
Yeah, you have Chukwu Buka on the line.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you. Joyce, I have this to say concerning the issue of this COVID-19 and the laws right now. You see, we need to be very bold. I am very, very bold. I can challenge any authority. Well, I remember...
Do you really want to go through that stress? You really have...
No. Joyce, get me right. Just let me land. I'll be very brief. Just like road safety, the day they stopped me, they checked my trafficator, my parking light. It was not working. I didn't even know the bulb was dead. But looking at their own vehicle, it was a rickety vehicle that has no light whatsoever. I was able to challenge them. And they let me go.
That's an easy challenge. Like, dude, you don't even have lights.
No, Joyce. The VI who stopped me one day, they were saying roadworthiness. And I asked them, I said, where is the road that is worthy for me to drive my vehicle on?
Solid argument.
Now, coming to this, why I said this is this. I obey the law a lot. Just you know, I'm also in the campaign and fight for this COVID-19 issue.
Okay.
Very, very well. That people should comply.
Yeah, okay, good.
Very, very well. The issue is this. The policeman who wants to arrest you, a lot of them do not even have masks. They're not even complying. So if you want to arrest me, I will arrest you first of all.
I mean, this is sounding crazy now,
wrong,
man.
I will also arrest you.
Wait, if you are wrong, if you are wrong, you'll arrest him. Or if he is wrong, you'll arrest him.
No, if I'm wrong, if I run foul of the law now, yeah, that I'm wrong,
then he can arrest you.
He wants to arrest me. He's not even wearing the same mask that he's arresting me for. I'll also arrest him.
So both of you will arrest yourselves at the police station?
Absolutely. We'll go and pay the fine or go to jail together.
I've never heard anything that hilarious, but you know what?
Yeah. That's me for you.
Why
I mean
not?
It. I'm not even joking about it.
Why not? I mean,
I'm very, very bold. I'm a very bold person. I talk and I can face anything.
You know, people have said Nigeria should be on Netflix, and I've doubted it. At this point, I agree. Nigeria should be on Netflix.
Last night, I said me about one day, some four buses were passing through one side. They said that it was wrong. And I said, there are six double buses, commercial buses, pass through this route, and I'm passing there. You left them to arrest me. What do you mean? You know, they'll let you go, Joyce. I mean, you know,
right,
when they let you go.
But you're following
you,
the rules. Are you following the rules, though? You're wearing masks,
Joyce,
sanitizing?
Joyce, I said I'm a campaigner. I'm a campaigner.
Okay, thank you. Card-carrying member.
Very strong one. Ask anybody, they'll tell you.
Thank you very much. We appreciate your commitment to a better Nigeria. We're on the sunny side. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Hi, how are you? Can you hear us? Okay, I'm sorry. I cannot hear you. I'll speak to you, then we'll go to the TED Talk. Oh, good afternoon to you.
Okay.
Welcome. What's your name?
Osama Zilai, Joyce. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. We're happy to have you. What's your name?
My name is Osas.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, Joyce. That Netflix thing makes sense.
Huh?
That Netflix thing you're talking about makes sense. You know what I'm saying? Full service. That would be, give it up. Have to kind of income to our own, and
I agree. I agree.
The game is an interesting place. You know, people have been dropping, you know, things I have on my head to drop this afternoon. I see the people have dropped it for us already.
Okay.
You look at you that is coming to arrest me. First of all, you are carrying the coronavirus that I don't even have yet.
I don't even
have coronavirus yet. You're coming to arrest me. You already have it. Those who are coming to arrest are they to be tested? Are they going for the coronavirus test to be sure that they are free to go and arrest people?
Wait. Are you saying that the officers who might be arresting you have not gone for the test? So chances are they have
a corona.
They
should go for the test first. Let's be sure that these people are free of this disease. Because they may arrest us and be restricted to that vehicle, and that transmits it to all of us that they are arrested at that very moment. They don't put up face mask. You arrest a policeman, they will not wear a seatbelt. You say because an officer.
That's a whole angle you just pointed everybody to. All right.
Because they should be tested to be sure. Because it might be asymptomatic, for example, with not showing any sign, any form of, what is it called?
Yeah.
Any form of coughing or loss or sweat, anything.
You see,
you know?
when you come from that angle, you kind of shut the whole argument down. So I want to ask you, do you think we should tilt more for a lockdown? Do you think a lockdown would be better? Because that argument you brought up is very solid.
The government is willing to fight this fight without the $40 billion they are announcing on 140, I think, that they want to be $400 billion. They want to use to fight the coronavirus. First of all, test, they should recruit officers
who have been tested
very well. Make sure that people they are free of this virus, but they can say they are going out. They should be well kitted and like wear all the PPE, be prepared. They should not come and give me that, go and give my family in the house. Because it's possible that I just need as I'm driving, I'm inside the car alone.
Yeah.
I'll be like, okay, let me free myself a little bit. I just move my face mask to breathe in. My mouth to come down, get it again. You know?
Yeah.
So some of them might tell me to your vehicle and say, you're not putting on face mask. I'll tell you, I'm inside the vehicle, but the Lord says you must wear it. But
no, but if you're alone in your vehicle, you don't need to wear your face mask. You're alone.
You don't know Nigeria police, so.
This is.
You should know this boy very well.
This is stressful.
You say you should wear it if I come from your AC.
Wait, that it might come from your
from the echo. If you say that's the reason they said we should be in the air condition for now, and they don't know the reason they said that.
Like, that is ridiculous. Hang up. Off on a break. We'll be right back.
What a week. This is The Sunny Side with Joyce.
We'll speak to one more person, go off on a break, and then I'll bring you the talk about technology. Hello, good afternoon to you. Sorry about that. 0700-993-993-993. We're Nigeria Info. What's your name?
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome.
My name is Musa.
Your name is what?
Musa.
Okay, welcome, Musa. We're happy to have you.
Yeah, thank you. I want to talk about the Christmas.
Sure, please.
I support the government to do that, but you should reduce the week. Like, 1 week is okay, so that people will be going and other people will be locked down.
More people. Okay, that's a good idea. 1 week, then they release the one who was detained and put somebody else.
Yes.
1 week. Good argument.
Yeah. Because
1 week.
Because a lot of people are not using 6 months in Nigeria.
And you think arresting them and putting them in prison will kind of prove something to other people, yeah?
Yeah, anybody was arrested for 1 week and released, before you know, you will not even try it again. You will be using 6 months 24 hours.
That's also a good argument. That's really a good one.
Yeah. Because I travel a lot, I see a lot of people. Because the way I see people are not wearing face masks, they will be like, off for 90% people are not using face masks in Nigeria. Seriously. Anywhere you go like that, supermarket, shopping mall, a lot of traveling in the vehicle. Different states like that.
Okay.
Many people don't believe in this COVID-19.
Maybe they believe. They're just more focused on trying to make money and feed the family. Maybe they believe. You know how it is where you have two problems and one is more important than the other?
Yes.
Yeah, it might just be that.
Yes.
Yeah. But thank you very much, by the way. That was actually a good idea. Thank you very much. Can we do one more? I gotta go. Yeah, we're off on a break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. My name is Joyce. We're 99.3 Nigeria Info.